Samuel to Solomon. Chapter 9. Motives. This is a subject which cannot be too carefully considered in connection with our Christian experience. Upon the character of our motives depends the result of the efforts put forth in the Christian life. Motives lie back of all deeds, and are the true index of the condition of the heart. And they are often a source of deception, not only to the friends and neighbors of an individual, but also to the individual himself. God reads the motives of every heart, and by them measures the standing of each individual. When the prophet Samuel came to anoint one of the sons of Jesse to be king, and looked upon Eliab, the firstborn, he said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." But the Lord said unto Samuel, "Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him, for the Lord sees not as man sees, for man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Men may deceive those around them by their outward appearance and life, and may even thereby deceive himself, but no one can in the slightest degree deceive God. And upon many a one who presents himself, as did Eliab, a confident candidate for divine honor, God looked as he did upon the firstborn son of Jesse, and unheard by man repeats the sentence of condemnation. Eliab was doubtless self-deceived, but in this respect he does not stand apart from the generality of mankind, the victim of a strange misfortune, for it is the natural condition of every man to be ignorant of the evil that is within him. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Man cannot in his own wisdom know his heart, and the hidden motives that lie within it. God only can read the heart of man, and only upon the revelation made to him by God can man depend for a correct knowledge of what he is. I, the Lord, search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. Not all motives that prompt the performance of religious deeds are acceptable in the sight of God. Without faith it is impossible to please God. And whatsoever is not of faith is sin. But much that passes for faith is not true faith. We are told what is the characteristic of true faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. This is the motive which God approves, and which makes a deed acceptable to him. Faith which works by love is that which avails in the service of God. All effort which proceeds from any other motive is thrown away. Without love it is equally impossible to please God, for love is greater than faith. Now abides faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. And charity and love by which faith works are one and the same thing. In the opening words of this 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the effect of trying to serve God without charity or love, and the possibility of deception upon this point, are strikingly set forth. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass, or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Can a man, then, bestow all his goods to feed the poor, and give his body to be burned, and yet not have charity? Evidently he can, or Paul would not have stated it as he did. The misguided fanatic, or the deluded enthusiastic, may outwardly go to the very extreme of self-denying labor for God, and yet be without that motive of love which would render his service acceptable. That love is the love of God, the love that comes from and has its origin in him, and contains no human element in its composition. It is a love in which self is entirely lost. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have cast out devils? And in your name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. These have not been wanting in zeal, and outwardly they have made a very good showing in all respects, having many wonderful works to their credit, which have no doubt brought them great admiration and reverence from their fellow men. But there was something wrong with their hearts. The right motive was not there, the faith working by love, which takes no account of self. Their plea gave evidence of this fact. Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out devils? Have we not done many wonderful works? We is not the password into the gates of heaven, and our wonderful works are not good currency at the bank of heaven, but only the basest counterfeit. In that day, the righteous will base no claim upon themselves or anything they have done, or upon the great things accomplished by the religious organizations with which they have been connected. One thing alone will avail the candidate for a position at the right hand of God, Jesus Christ and his righteousness, received and held by the faith which works by love. Charity never fails. It will continue as long as God continues, for God himself is love. When this love is in the heart, God is in the heart, and eternal life can never be separated from him. This is the one acceptable motive in all work that is done for his name. E.J. Wagoner.